I've seen things you people wouldn't believe. Attack ships on fire off the shoulder of Orion. I watched sea beams glitter in the dark near the Tannhauser Gate. All those moments will be lost in time, like tears.
Sean Hammer. This one is just basically going to be screwing around with a new Malifaux app that is free to download and is very beautiful. So if you have, I don't know if it's available on Android or how it looks on Android, but on Apple, iPad, or iPad, it's freaking fantastic. What have I been doing? I've been painting here and there. I have half of one scalawag to do. My proxy for my dead marshal, but most importantly my three little crew again. So to tie off my whole Molly crew this month, I don't know what I'll be playing this year, in anything I go to or nothing. I'm still pretty much up in the air. That's it. I'm putting stuff on eBay, buying stuff here and there, trying to get my hands on the Backdraft box set. many reasons. So let's go ahead and make a crew. And I'll go over that said crew and tell you about my thoughts and everything about it. Because it's one that I do play. And so, we'll cover that one today. So use the crew app generator. We go to crews. We're going to pick the crew we want. We're pick right now Arcanist. Plus sign to start it. And gives us all of our masters. And it also does the henchmen and stuff like that if you are doing a henchman-led thing. So I'm going to pick Tony Ironsides. Now, she's taken a big change since the last, issue or episode. But we'll go over what she's got. First, we're running off of her. If you want to pay for it for 15 points, I guess you can have a second master. I just think that's really adding to it, but her keyword is MNSU. She's got defense with a tome, 6 willpower, faction, of course, Arcanist, movement of 5, size of 2. For ability, she has Quell the Riot, and the starts model's activation, gains adrenaline token, plus 1 additional adrenaline token for each model engaged with. So Tony's still going to want to be having everyone around her and stuff so she can fight, mess you up, and she's got pumped up. When this model suffers damage, it may discard up to 3 adrenaline tokens to reduce the damage it suffers by equal amount to a minimum of 0. So that's a little bit of staying power there. She's got unionized, which a couple of these, most of these things are pick out will have same abilities and such. It's basically say a 3-inch aura of another model with this ability. The model receives a plus to its defense and its willpower duels. She has the Injured Worker Act. Friendly models within 6 are treated as having half the damage. Friendly models within 6-inch aura are treated as having half of their maximum health for the purpose of True Grit abilities. So, instead of actually losing the wounds and benefit, you can benefit without it if you stay closer. Defense, she has a tome and built-in. It's good shot my turn, basically. You know, after resolving the model, gains adrenaline token. This action takes 1 action, so she punch you back at a 2-3-5 that can't be cheated. She got caught in the ring. Models engaged by this model cannot target another model with attack actions. She's got 14 health. I like it. Let's see. 20 Ironsides for attack actions. Brass Knuckles, 2-3-5 damage. And target gang stagger. with a ram, you get follow through. Discard up to 2 adrenaline tokens. When resolving, target suffers an additional damage equal to the number of discarded adrenaline tokens. Warm up of the tome. This model gangs. An adrenaline token for each tome in the dual total. And severe injury. Models damaged by this action with a crow are injured plus 1 for each crow in this action's final duel to a maximum of 2. She has Bring It. This target moves its movement plus 2 towards this model. Then the target must take an attack action, not a range, but a melee attack action, that cannot declare triggers targeting this model if able. Any damage flipped from this general action suffers negative 1. She got Spit Out of the Tooth for the ram for Bring It. Discarding a drilling token, heal. This model heals 2. So nice little going back and forth. For tactical actions, she has Intimidation, which will allow you to enemy models when in range must pass the target number 14 willpower duel or gain adversary MSNU with a ram sudden strike. This model takes a melee action. Warm up. This model gains adrenaline token for each book in the total. She's got 2 free actions she can do. She's got I Got Your Back. And it's basically placed, target is placed in the base contact with this model. So she's like, you know, got your back. And Second Wind. This model may take an action at the. Second Wind. This model may take an action or end any number of conditions on it. So I'll give her some conditions. Now, generally, what came in the box set before, you had your Tony Ironsides. her totem's free now, so this is pretty cool. The app actually puts that in, and I'll get to the niftiness of that app. Mouse. Unionize, he's got Accomplish. He's Expert Shot, so he ignores actions, ignore friendly fire. He's got Grit. This model has half its maximum health or less. Models that activate using this model's Accomplish ability gain focus plus 1. So that's the Grit going back and forth. He's got the Rope Lash, suffers 1-2-3 damage. Toss some line for another attack, going 10 damage with 4 ram. Target suffers 2-3-4 and is staggered. You can pull and drag the person 3 inches towards you with the ram, or you can put slow on him with a crow. He's got emergency surgery. Other living models only. Target heals 1-2-3 damage. And if you do a mask with it, you take this action again. So, yeah, it's like a little doctor. You gotta have him. And he's got Fight for the Union. Target gains an adrenaline token. If the target is half maximum health or less, it gains an additional adrenaline token. Now, I picked Tony to go for a few ways. One, I felt she was too bulky in the last edition. She was cool. She had the sanctioned, spellcaster, Oxfordian mages going in, pumping up her abilities and stuff. It made her quite hard, but it was a lot of pieces to this puzzle. Where this is still the pieces, but not too bad. So, okay, so I'm going to go through and let's go ahead. I want to hire somebody. We're going to start with Henchman. Of course, we can do the captain. You know, captain's not bad, but he's 10 soulstones. I'm gonna spice it up and do what I'm doing as my Ironsides crew. I am taking Fitzsimmons and also Amina Naidu. Okay. The reason why I went with his characters is the Amina is a bookkeeper. She got extended claims after enemy model line of sight takes interact action. This model may discard guard to add soulstone to this crew's soulstone pool. That's pretty cool. She also has the injures worker axe. The reach of the Union, enemy models within 6 inches, cannot take actions, attack actions generated from the charge action, and unionize. While within 3 inches of another model with disability, the model receives plus to defense and weapon willpower duels. Attack action, she's got sharp wit, handing out slow, and adversary with a tome, she has an obey. So that's a nice one to see in there. Like the, but yeah, I mean, I play so many crews that have lures here back and forth like that. Yuko list I was going over. There was a lot of freaking lures in that list, but you can obey and with a tome, they gain adversary MNSU. Oh my god, she got walked the line, which is kind of funny. I thought that was kind of like the old Sue's line, but anyway, friendly only, pushes model 6 inches towards a scheme, scrap, or corpse marker within 6, and line inside of it. If the target has below half its maximum health, this model may draw a card. And if you happen to have a crow on that, you can suffer 2 damage and gain fast. For free action, is Impassioned Defense, range 8. Target number 10, stat 5, target gain shielded plus 2. So, and it gives her a little bit of looking out. I think that the, a little bit that the, captain had. But, I'm a union steward with Teamsters Local 214, and I gotta keep the union brothers strong. So, this is why I'm doing this route. We got Fitzsimmons. This guy here, he's, oh, he's only in the box set, a backdraft right now. Pretty average stats, 5.552. He's got Solidarity, damage flips against M and SU models within 6 inches, within half or less of their maximum health, suffer in negative. Don't forget that we can pair that on with some Atonius, so they count as having that. Anyway, protected by Union, reduce all damage suffered by friendly MNSU models within 6 by 1. And unionized, we know what that is. First, attack actions, he has picket line. This can be a melee attack. If the target is within 3 inches of another friendly model, this action receives a plus to the duel. Target suffers 2, 3, 4 damage. Not too bad. Do not cross that pick line. We have Arson. Of course, right back in the thick of things, why would we not have Arson? It's basically a Molotov cocktail. Instead of dropping Shockwave Marker, this action must center its Shockwave Marker or on a Scheme Marker within range. Shockwave 2, we gotta figure out all that is. We'll get to it. Maybe not today, but we'll see. Movement 12, 2 damage, burning plus 1, then remove the target. So it's just like, yeah, get rid of the evidence. It's got Interrogate. Target must discard a card. If the target is within 3 inches of the enemy scheme marker, this model may draw a card. So, you know, a little bit back and forth. He has for tactical action, I didn't start the fire. In the burning condition on target, enemy only. Drop a scheme marker into base contact with the target. So it's like, yeah, gotta keep it looking this way while we, I don't know, do whatever on this way. Okay, so we go there with our henchmen. Next up, we're going to see if there is even an enforcer worth taking. Yes, there is. But we will see. I'll get back to the enforcer that I would go to because I haven't. My idea first, I don't know what shit or not, but anyway. In the backdraft box, we have a thing called a Saboteur. Now this guy here, let me get to him. Yeah, it takes a little bit to get used to the whole layout of this thing, but it's okay. This guy's 5 points. 5 defense, 5 willpower, 5 movement, size 2, with 5 wounds. Lot of fives. This guy has set up a first success. After this model resolves an attack, targeting enemy model within 2 inches of a scheme marker, you can draw a card. Not bad at all. Remember, this whole thing's built on dropping cards and schemes and shit like that. He's got disguise, so you can't do actions out of a let me just read it. This model cannot be the target of actions generated by charge actions. So it's pretty cool. He's got Don't Mind Me, so you can take interact actions while you're engaged. And if it has taken the disengage action, this action. So I was just like, look at me. No, mind me. This guy here has a knife. He's a sticky, 1-3-4 damage. With a tome, you'll catch a glimpse, look at the top card of your fate deck, and place it. Look at the top two cards of your fate deck, then place them back in the same order. And with no witnesses, just like with everything else, plus one damage, ignoring armor. With the crow. I love no witnesses. I haven't seen a lot of this going around, but I dig it. He's an Arson 2, pretty much exactly the same thing as Arson we got from McSimmons, I don't know. But he's got, for his free action, sabotage their plans. Range 6, stat 6, target number 10 with a mask. Target an enemy scheme marker. Drop a scheme marker in base contact with the target, then remove the target. So it's just like, a lot of control going on over here. Now we see here, we got Ironside's the president, Mouse the right-hand man. We got the secretary, we got one of the rabble-rousers, maybe a local boss, and we have two saboteurs. Thinking to myself, well, what else does this crew need? So I was just like, well, let's go through and look what they can go. They can go Union Miner, okay, Union Seamfitter, a gunsmith, and I'm stopping there. Sean likes the gunsmiths. We will do two. And we will pick a Union Miner, just because we should probably. This will leave us with two soul stones left, and that's not even barring if we want any upgrades, which I'm really not worried about now, but we could actually go down to one gun. We'll go down one gunsmith, that's what we'll do. We'll go down one gunsmith, and we will. Let's see. We will hire in another Union Miner, because why not? Leaving us five soul stones left. Pretty okay, trying to get the best of the all worlds here. So, we got our gunsmith, only one. 8 points, these guys. They're hard to kill. They have easy targets, so if you're unengaged, attack actions done by this model get a plus to your duels that don't have cover. They have the unionized, so we know that. The gunfighters, they can do their attacks in hand-to-hand. And their grit is resourceful. While this model has half of its maximum health or less, when it declares an action, it may add one suit of its choice to action in its final duels. Well, if it's anything like before, the suits did stuff. Okay. Custom firearms. Range 12. Stat 6, resists defense. 2-4-5 damage. But here's your things. With a ram puncture, when you resolve the action, damage flips a plus for each crow in the final duel. Ram in the final duel to a maximum of 2. Armor piercing with a tome. We know what that is. Quick reflexes. Take this action again, targeting a different model with a mask. And let's see. I don't see why you wouldn't be able to keep freaking pumping that off as long as you had the stuff. Let's see. Severe injury. Models damaged by this with a crow. Models damaged by this action gain injury plus 1 for each crow in final duel to maximum 2. They have target practice, 20 range. And target of its action is equal to the distance in inches between the model and the target scheme marker. Remove the target. Yeah, so you can shoot the scheme markers up. Creep along as its free action. Push this model up to its movement and inches towards a friendly model in line of sight. It hurt me taking one out, but I'm trying to get a little bit in here. Maybe I'll drop Amina later. We'll see. But I'm going to put in two Union Miners. 5 points. basically same stats as the Saboteur. It got Companion, so that's cool. Unionized, same as other ones. Demolitions, at the start of this model's activation, may remove all destructible terrain within one. Pulse, not too bad. Grit, they have Dash. While this model has half of its maximum health or less, push it 2 inches at the start of its activation. These guys have Mining Tools, doing 2-3-4 damage, Critical Strike on a Ram, and handing out Slow on a Crow. They have a Modified Welder, target gains Burning 1, and False Claim for tactical action. This action cannot be taken while engaged, drop 2 scheme markers within range. During the end phase, remove a friendly scheme marker from play. So, there we go. Got 2 of them. Probably could have been without one of them. I thought about taking one of the, one of the whatchamacallit, and that's good radio here, boys and girls. That would be the Union Steamfitter. One more points. They seem pretty handy, so maybe I'll try and twerk this a little bit. But yeah, we lost Ramos. Ramos isn't a thing anymore. So we don't have him. But we do have his good old buddy, which I will get to right here. Howard Langston. Now, I have a misstep. I don't have Howard, but 10 soul stones. He's got Grit. Well, he's armor plus 1. Grit, execution, where this model is half of its remaining health or less. Ignore the cost and the targeting of its trail of gore action. Unionized, power converter, terrifying. I mean, he is a giant freaking powerhouse. I have to play with him. It's kind of, it hits a sad part. I painted a whole, a Union crew before, running with Ramos and stuff, and could do the whole, you know, everything that Ramos did, and then they made him Dead Man's Hand, kind of, well, bummed me out a little bit. I'm not getting rid of Kaladi, so, but eventually, initially what I did was I gave it away at a con for their door prize, and someone won it, so they're happy. But the app is pretty cool. All the cards have color. Everything has colors. You can see cards that you don't even know what models there are for yet, such as, I'm going to just put one out, and that would be the Kabuki. And so it's pretty cool to have a visual of every card in your thing with a crew builder. I mean, these apps that have been coming out lately are amazing. I mean, we got Battle Scry that a lot of people do with Kill Team. We have Kill Team Manager. And I think Battle Scry might even do it with Warcry. And there's another one that you can build a crew for Kings of War. I mean, I remember back in the day, you had to pay like a buttload for Army Builder, and you had to get the upgrades and stuff like that. And yeah, times are changing. But I want to leave you with that. I really like the app. If you don't have the app, get the app. It is free. Now, initially, I don't know, in the future, something gets added, they might want 99-cent charge for it or something to get you upgraded things. But so far, everything in the game we know right now is apt in here. And we even got things that we didn't know we were getting, so it's pretty cool. I'm going to leave you with that. And, yeah, I hope you enjoyed. Probably do some Warcry next time. I keep meaning to go over the Untamed Beast and the Corvus Cabal and everything like that. We'll go from there. And yeah, they were going to call it, but that was my Union episode. I did my Union duties for the year. And remember, if you're not having fun, stop playing the game.